go to Reed on line two. What's up, Reed?
Hey, good morning, boys. What a surprise. I mean, I told you at the end of last year, this team is 5-11 talent, man.
Is this Quentin Nelson
right now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they had drafted Quentin Nelson, what would their talent be?
11-5? Playoff caliber.
Playoff caliber.
Base boys, I mean, you got to look at the teams they played last year. They beat Bortles twice, Brissett twice, Kaiser, Flacco, Dalton, and Salvage.
Dude, they beat people. Do you want them to beat people that aren't on the field
Reed,
those days?
Reed, you said they beat Bortles twice. That was an AFC championship game team that they beat in Bortles twice.
Those wins don't count. Take them away, Chad. Let's go adjust the
standing. I mean, the talent. You think the talent in Jacksonville's bad?
I think Jacksonville's a little overvalued right now. I think Jacksonville's
were they overvalued last year? Because that's when they beat them. So let's talk about them when
they
beat
them. They went to the AFC Championship game, correct?
They did.
You can just admit Jacksonville was a terrible example that you threw out there. That was a bad
example. The better example was Cleveland.
Yes.
But they beat them. I mean, I hated the win, but they beat them.
You look at the quarterback. I mean, Paul, I mean, you have a hard time just – I mean, John Robinson gets a free pass in the city, John. When you have a number five pick in the draft with Corey Davis, you cannot strike out with a number five pick.
Dude,
you struck out.
You cannot
Davis
call a guy
Jackson.
A strikeout before he's played a game in his second year. If you're such a scouting expert with the Quentin Nelson, you have to know this. You do not make a declaration on what a guy is or isn't after a partial first year. You just don't. You know that. You're smarter than that.
Paul, I've seen him in action for one full year. He has not caught.
No, you haven't seen him in action for one full year because he didn't play hardly at all last year. So you're making up facts that fit your opinion. Let's go with the facts that are there. He wasn't very good last year. He had a nice finish with two big catches against New England. I'm not in love with him, but it's way too early to decide what he is or he isn't. Slow the bleep down.
Stop
you do not call a guy a bust
pass.
After 1 year.
Why
it's just
are you
stupid.
Giving John Robinson a free pass?
I'm not.
He struck out in 2017, 2018.
Kevin Dodd was horrific.
Very questionable. And he fires a successful head coach going 9-7 2 years in a row, and you give the guy extension?
Tell me
Does
about
that make any sense, Paul?
Tell me about Mularkey's offense, how much you love that. Tell me how good it was.
9-7. Is 9-7 good enough, guys? I mean, Mularkey
no.
is playing.
No, last year they should have been better than 9-7. Don't you think? You're saying they're 5-11 talent. Last year you say shouldn't they have been better than 9-7 last year?
So Reed, your argument is that they should have kept Mularkey.
He had a 5-11 type talent on his team, and he turned that team into a playoff team.
Dear God.
He overachieved with the talent he had.
You started this call by mentioning who they beat.
Now they overachieved. Did they overachieve last year? Or did they beat bad teams? Which is it? You can't have it both ways. Hutton nails it here exactly. You're talking in circles and making the entire city dizzy.
They beat bad teams.
But they overachieved.
Quarterback play, Paul.
But they overachieved.
But they won the game.
That's what I said. You just came all the way around to my thinking. Thank you. Let's wrap it up right there.
Nice job.
Big loss for you. Good start for the day. That was ridiculous. That guy's just... Look, I've said all
Paul
along.
Paul censoring himself.
Reed,
I love when Paul censors himself.
I have said all along, I think the talent on this team is a little bit overrated. Generally, people think this roster is excellent. I think it's not quite as good as people make it out to be. I think it needs a bigger star quotient, et cetera, et cetera. Listen, I understand a lot of people out there unhappy with Corey Davis. You cannot declare a first-round pick a bust before his second season.